Well, here we are today, everyone. City League Sports Show here. I'm your host, Dr. Vince Clarino. Joining me in the Legacy Lounge is the Eastmore Warrior. We got Cameron Turner here with us, and we are off and running, pun intended. So, Cameron, say hello to everybody here in Central Ohio for us, please.
Hello, guys.
Yes, indeed. So, we're going to just dive right into it, right? So you're a former Eastmore Warrior. Were you all Academy back then? Are you an Eastmore Academy kid, or are you an Eastmore kid? I don't know when they changed the name.
I think they changed it in 01, but I'm definitely Eastmore Academy.
So you're an Academy kid. Yeah. Well, there's two different groups of Eastmore people out there, right?
I mean,
my wife went to Eastmore. Mm-hmm. They don't connect to the Academy, right? So you're Eastmore Academy, mm-hmm. 2004, 5, 6, somewhere in that range. Is that
2005
is your year.
Yeah.
And you were a student there. You did a couple multiple sports for a little while.
But your
main thing was track, right? Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say.
So where does your track journey begin for us? You gave everybody some scope. Where does it begin?
It began when I was 5 years old.
Wow, okay. When I was
honestly,
5 years old, it all right? Okay.
No, I was in kindergarten and it was field day.
Oh, okay.
So,
you a Columbus, Ohio kid?
No, not yes. Yes and no. We moved here when I was five. But,
okay. So you did kindergarten here?
Yes, kindergarten here.
Okay. This is home.
Chicago.
This is home for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or
absolutely.
No?
Chicago and here, but I usually claim Columbus for sure.
Claim Columbus. You might not want to say that too,
right?
Like, you
I'm
usually
not a
claim.
Fan. No, I'm not a Buckeye fan. I know y'all gonna hate me, but it's okay.
No, it'd be all right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe some of that will come out. So you moved here. You were young.
Yes.
And then we got this field day story about to come
field
up here.
Field day beat everybody.
Okay.
Fifth
you remember this? Like, is this a memory that you had? At 5 years old?
Sure do.
Wow, that must have been a pretty significant day.
Yes.
Okay.
Came home with my blue ribbon, told my mom all about it. It's like, my mom went to run. So at the time, it was just me and my brother. So we used to run everywhere.
Older, younger?
Older brother.
Older brother. Okay.
Older brother, Philip. He ran track too.
All right.
He ran for Brookhaven.
Okay.
So we used to run all the time, just running in the street, in the backyard, wherever.
Right.
So then middle school comes. We're at St. Thomas.
Okay.
We're under Coach Moses.
Okay.
She was a phenomenal coach.
Okay.
So St. Thomas, in my opinion, we had the best track team in the Catholic diocese.
Okay. All right.
I'll say that for sure.
Yeah.
But then, you know, my uncle, he was living with us at the time. So he saw a need in me and my brother running. He was like, okay, well, I'll train you guys.
Okay.
I was like,
so uncle gets a little love. You went from a pretty good middle school track coach. Uncle's going to get involved and do some training. Did he have a track background also?
Uncle ran track in South Carolina for Bishop. I forgot the name of the school.
Somebody in South Carolina.
But he also played football for Michigan State. He was a running back.
So athlete, been around, been an athlete.
Had us downstairs in the basement doing push-ups, calf raises, everything that you can think of.
Okay.
So my brother and I, we would go to South Carolina in the summers. We stopped doing that around maybe 12, 13 years old.
Okay.
But back then, my grandfather, he would take us to the beach. We're running in the sand.
Yeah, okay.
Military family. So we're doing all types of things.
Okay. Military mom, military family in general, just in general, overall reaching.
Overall, both mom and mom side and dad. My dad was a Marine.
All right.
But grandfather was in the Air Force.
Okay.
So we're doing all of that. Then we come back to Columbus. Like I said, we stopped going down to South Carolina about 12, 13 years old.
Yeah.
So now we're running track. So we're running for the Columbus Jaguars.
Okay.
At the time, I ran with Courtney Johnson, Amira Carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
So we were running with them with Coach Holly Robinson.
Yeah.
And
Coach Rob is a legend.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
So he got me to Nationals.
Okay.
For the 1, 2, and the 400.
Okay.
That's also where I saw Allison Felix.
Okay, yeah.
She blew everybody out of the water, of course.
Okay.
But then that was my love.
Is Allison in the same kind of running age group as you, or is she a little bit older, a little bit younger? Which what was she?
2 years older than me.
2 years older than you.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just curious as you're sharing the story, right? Okay.
Because Nationals was in Sacramento.
Okay.
So she's from L.A. So I had heard about her, but I was like, oh my gosh, like to see her. I was just like, there she is.
Right.
So then we're also having practice with Coach Glasgow.
Okay.
So he was also teaching us. So my eighth grade year, no, going into my ninth grade year, in the summer, I start hearing about like Arizona. And I'm like, well, who is that? Because I had heard about Amir. Obviously, she's on my team.
Right.
And so they're talking to me about Arizona. And they're like, well, you guys
famously known as AZ.
AZ. Yeah. I call her Muthi, but that's my sis. But,
okay.
So, yeah, I'm hearing about her running the 400. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm ready. So I hear that now we're going to Eastmore. So then we have our other coach, Coach Bolden.
Uh-huh.
So AZ and I are running, and AZ and I are the
some legendary
one.
Track people that you've been had an opportunity to work with.
Yes, yes, for sure.
Coach Bolton's still around, man. Richie Bolton is.
He's
a bad guy.
Yeah, that's my guy. He used to tell us, "Unleash the hounds." That
there
was his saying.
Yeah,
and so AZ and I, the only ones to go to state as a freshman.
Okay,
so she went for the 4. I went for the 100. Didn't make it out the prelims, but I definitely wanted to come back and, you know, give it my all the next year.
Yeah.
So the next year, our team gets better. Next thing you know, I'm playing basketball and I tear my, not Achilles, but I tear my meniscus.
ACL, MCL, meniscus, something
meniscus.
In there, right? Tore something up that was a governing. So let's pause for a moment there. A lot of athletes in high school face, you know, some type of season-ending injury.
Mm-hmm.
Share with us a little bit then. How did you deal with that as a 15-year-old?
Yeah.
You know, what was that like for you? And what do you remember? Because you got a memory from 5 years old field day.
I do.
So I'm sure there's got to be some memory of 10th grade meniscus tear, right?
Because
let me share this. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it's all supposed to work in life. I have zero memories from kindergarten, 5 years old, on field. I'm sure we had a field day somewhere in there, right? But I don't have any memories of that at all.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you cope with that?
So definitely it was devastating.
Okay.
And I tried to even go back out there, rehab my knee and run track that year because I got hurt in February.
Right,
so
by
April, I'm like, oh, yeah, I should be okay. You know, I'm off my crutches. Let me go back.
Who's I should be okay version? Is that your version or that's a doctor's version?
That was my version.
Yeah, I was going to say because I don't think that's how it works.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's a 15-year-old mindset. I'm invincible. I can do it all.
Rehab,
yeah.
No, I'm good.
Right.
I'm good.
February. I'm going
to
run in April.
Yeah. I was very much humbled. Like, you need to sit down. So then, you know, I had my track coaches, Summer and the ones from high school, like, Cam, you need to make a decision. Do you want to keep going and playing basketball? You already got hurt. Or do you want to focus on track? You're more talented in track. Like, I was talented in basketball, but track was really, that was really my heart.
Right.
You need to make a decision. What do you want to do? So I was like, well, I don't want to let the team down. You know what I mean? Because I built bonds with these girls.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I do think about my future. So I played a little bit my junior year, sophomore year, just pulled back and just rehabbed over the summer.
Okay.
Junior year, decided not really to play too much basketball and then just focus on track.
Okay.
And,
so then we get to the first of sort of the two legendary seasons. So through some inspirational conversations, through some other stuff, you say, hey, look, I'm going to focus on track.
Mm-hmm.
We now get to the 2003 fall, 2004 school year, not doing as much basketball as a junior.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, hey, look, I'm going to go ahead and get out here track wise and see what happens. Now, at the same time at Eastmore, a lot of success is going on in track and field. You know what I mean? There's a number of noteworthy from 2000, let's say we could even go to like the 2000 to maybe almost all the way up to like a 2008, even though they may not have won a state championship every year. A lot of noteworthy runners, though.
Absolutely.
For this 7 to 10 year time frame.
Absolutely.
So now you're looking at a team that still has success in 2003. What is that like for you coming in off of an injury and having had some success as a as a ninth grade student, a freshman, but then you miss a year and now you're coming back as a junior? What was that like being brought back into the fold of already a group of young ladies who were successful?
Yeah.
So did you feel welcome? Did you feel odd? Did you feel awkward? I'm just curious. Do you have a memory on that?
Oh, we definitely felt welcome.
Okay.
Absolutely. So we were under Michael Flushi. He was our coach at the time, and he was also the wrestling coach, too, for the boys. So, I mean, we were practicing with them. Okay. And he was like, all right, well, Cam, if you're not going to play basketball, you need to be doing something in the winter.
Yeah.
So I was doing buddy carries with them. I'm rehabbing my knee. Okay. I'm, you know, doing those workouts. I spent a lot of time in the weight room.
Okay.
Just trying to get my legs more developed.
Yeah.
And everything like that. And so I think that was the turnaround for me. Like, because I knew I had it in me. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. I knew, like, okay, I got to state my freshman year. I went to nationals my eighth grade year. Like, there's, right. I can do this. Right. I just got to pick, is it going to be basketball or is it going to be track?
Right, right, right. Okay.
So I think just being under his direction during the winter, yeah. during those times where I wasn't playing ball.
Did that really help out, you think, with being with the transition in the spring? Do you think that mm-hmm. helped out?
Absolutely. Yeah. And then even watching my brother, he was always around and always there for me. He was always the one.
How much older is he than you?
He's just a year older.
Just a year or so. So his senior year is your junior year.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Right. So seeing him, though, my sophomore year when I wasn't running, he won the state for the 400.
Okay.
So I was inspired then, like, yeah. man, I got to get back out there. Right. You know what I mean? I got to do right. what it takes. So him, Flushy. I'm like, all right, I got to be ready to go.
And shout out to Coach Flushy for having, you know what
Absolutely.
I mean, having the direction to shower you with some inspiration to yeah. say, hey, let's get it. So the junior year mm-hmm. is starting off mm-hmm. track. You guys, obviously, like any other track team, are going to invitational and meets and mm-hmm. those things. Was anyone at that time talking state championships or was that, I mean, because it wasn't like you're coming off of one.
Yeah.
Was that a part of, or was it just, let's just go out here and everybody perform their best?
I don't think it was us really talking it. If okay. it was, we weren't hearing about it. It was yeah. just us going out there having fun.
Having fun, just yeah. getting it, right?
Yeah. I okay. think the only time I had really heard about it was from my cousin, because he used to come to a lot of my track meets.
Okay.
And he was like, you know what? You guys got a nice team. You know okay. what I mean? And he was like, yeah. you guys got some other people coming in, because he follows track as well.
Okay.
He was like, by the time you're a junior or a senior, you guys are going to have a solid team. And I'm yeah. like, you know, I'm just having fun at right. the time. I right. don't, I don't care, you know, but I mean, of course it was nice winning.
Right.
But you
we'll
know,
get to
honestly,
that in a moment,
yeah.
right? I'm just yeah. curious if during the season, mm-hmm. was there an invitational, was there a meet, was there a something mm-hmm. that said to you all, like, hey, we got somebody over here getting points in the one. We got mm-hmm. somebody in the two. We got a 4x1. We got a 4x2. We got a 400 runner. We got somebody doing long jump.
Yeah.
Like at some point, did you all start to recognize that this is a pretty bad group? I mean, like, because we've had AZ on the show.
Yeah.
And as humbled as AZ is,
yeah.
Her name was already catchy. Mm-hmm. Her performance was equally as catchy, right? Mm-hmm. So she was doing a lot of phenomenal things. I'm just wondering, from your seat and your lens, was there this thought that we got a pretty bad group here?
I saw that more my senior year.
Okay.
We had people, like you said, doing long jump. We had people in every event. And I yeah. think it was more, the more we talked to with Flushy, he was more strategic with it.
Yeah, placing people in proper events to get points and
absolutely.
Things like that. Yeah.
He recognized,
I don't think people know that side of track and field.
No, they don't.
And I'll share with listeners for a moment. In a traditional track meet, placers 1 through 8, you get points
mm-hmm.
for each one of the members that play. So if you finish in first, you get 10 points. And so those points then collectively go to an overall team score. So in track and field, you could win an event on your own mm-hmm. and be a state champion per se, or a meet champion, whatever meet you're at. And then collectively, if you have several people doing well in multiple events, mm-hmm. you can gather enough points for your team to win that day. That's for the listeners out there
yes.
who don't follow track
yes.
and who just show up and maybe watch their their niece or nephew run the 200s and they're like, all right, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Right. They don't know what goes on with the rest of it. Your junior year, you guys are just out there running.
Mm-hmm.
When does it then hit? Because obviously here we'll take the surprise out of it.
Yeah.
Eastmore Academy girls track team won the state championship in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll take the mystery out of this part of the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Are you all then at some point now, here we are and we're running districts and regionals and these things, and you start to say to yourself, Does it start to become real then, or was there some meet, city track championship, city. Or okay, so there we go. So break it down for me then.
The city meet for sure, because we had a strong relay.
Okay.
Most of us who ran either the 4x1, 4x2, you're usually on the 4x4.
Okay.
So I think, you know, just like I said, just being at practice and just, you know, building that bond with us together.
Yeah.
It was just like, you know what? I think we really got something special here.
Okay.
And so as we keep going on, you know, we're just encouraging each other and everything like that. Like I said, we've got people in the field events. We've got hurdlers and we've got relays. And I mean, if you got the relays, that's 30 points off
right.
top.
Certainly.
AZ's in the 400. I'm in the 200.
Yeah.
Then we got people long jump, distance,
right.
Hurdles, like hammer throw, shot put.
Certainly.
Sam, she was doing it. Like we... Flushy made sure we had it covered.
Yeah.
He was like, at minimum, we're going to score 6 points.
What was a track practice like for you all back then? Because I'm sure with the names of individuals that were there,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that in sometimes you all probably had more of a fierce practice than what would be some of the meets that you went to.
Absolutely. First of all, we had practice on Saturdays.
Okay.
Let's start there.
Why you say that? Like, why
that's
are you sharing this?
That's unheard of in high school. No.
Oh, no, that's not unheard of.
Oh, at the time for me.
Oh, was it? Okay, for you. Because I was going to say Saturday. I mean, I'm a little bit older than you.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit. I don't ever recall there not being Saturday practices.
When I wasn't
running track, mm-hmm. I was a basketball kid, but we practiced every Saturday. We went from the Friday night games and then we had Saturday film and shoot around and practice and all those things. So mm-hmm. Saturday practices was a part
yes.
of it. Go ahead. So
Saturday
okay.
practice, you start at the mile.
Okay.
And you work your way down. We're going to do a ladder.
Yeah.
And then you're going to take what, 5-10 minute break, start back up, do it again.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Then Flushy decided he wanted us to go to Hoover Dam and run the steps.
Yeah.
And then also go down the hill.
Yeah,
and then
nice team building opportunity.
Oh, my gosh. When
Certainly.
I say the bond is strong,
yeah.
that is why.
Yeah.
And so, like, we did those things. We ran. There used to be a park over there in Whitehall, Whitehall Park. We used to run those steps.
Okay.
Like I said, we were doing buddy carries. So
yeah.
he incorporated the wrestling aspect, too.
Certainly.
With what we did.
So you had some strength.
Absolutely.
A different type of strength to be able to maybe to even endure
Absolutely.
Some of these events.
Yes. And I think, honestly, that is what helped us.
Okay.
That Hoover Dam run was no joke.
Right.
And we used to do that maybe twice a week.
Okay.
And then, of course, you know, you got the weight room.
Right.
And so Flushy's talking to us like, that's all you can lift.
Right.
That's all you can squat. That's
right.
all you got. All right.
right.
Well,
right.
somebody over here, they're going to do a little more. So,
Certainly.
You know, it was always that pressure like, OK, somebody's going to be doing this
yeah.
better than me.
Are you,
you know
are you
I mean?
Are you outworking who your potential
Absolutely.
Opponent will be one day? Right. Are you
Absolutely.
Outworking your opponent? Certainly.
Yeah.
So. You guys, cities,
mm-hmm.
I take it you won cities that year.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then you start to go through what is the process of making it to just
the
even
state.
the state championship meet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so, you know, like any other sports, you win and you move on.
Yeah.
So now you're like, okay, it's upon you.
Mm-hmm.
Going into the state meet 2004, are you all now having a conversation that says we can win this whole thing? Is it even coming up at that point, or is it still we just happy to be here?
We're honestly happy to be here.
Happy to be here. Okay,
you know
wow,
what I mean.
Okay.
And yeah. I think I for sure I used to always say, you know, we want to have our three H's. We want to be healthy. We want to be humble, and we want to be happy. You
okay.
know what I mean? So just we're a bunch of jokesters. Like
okay.
we are just the most unserious group of girls.
Okay.
But so much talent. But when we get on the track. We're focused.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, for me, I was having a little bit of, I guess, sports anxiety is what I have now.
Okay.
Recognized it as.
Okay.
I would always get sick.
Okay.
Just like, let me throw up real quick.
I've always
race.
Said that in sports. Butterflies are good. You know what I mean?
Butterflies, but it was more than
good.
Butterflies.
Even however you, whatever you call your process,
yeah.
Because I've always shared that means it's important to you.
Absolutely.
Things that are not important to
yep.
you don't affect you physically or
mm-hmm.
mentally, right? Because they just roll right off of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, that just means it was important to you.
Yeah.
I was using it not to downplay it.
No, for sure.
But I know lots of individual athletes who have routine or maybe, you know, hey, look, I got to throw up or,
mm-hmm.
you know, I know some people need to do X or do Y or do Z. So I certainly get that.
Yeah.
But at this point, you guys are not having any real expectations
Mm-mm.
about state participation. It's just, let's just go out here and perform.
Yeah, let's just go out here and just see what we can do.
Okay.
And we took care of business.
Okay.
And one by one. So I think by the time for the state meet, maybe like around the 4x1, I was like, yeah, I think we can do this.
Okay.
I think, because I think we're breaking records now.
Yeah.
We're setting records in the 4x1, the 4x2. And we're like, oh, yeah, this is fun now. Right. This is fun. So, you know, we just kept it going. And that was that.
Okay. So now let's fast forward then to the end of the meet. Mm-hmm. And then here we are. And then, boom. You all win your state championship, mm-hmm. and then so now is it still? Does it hit? Does the magnitude hit at that point?
No, not for me.
So still not even
still I
cognizant
think,
of. Hey, look, this is a big deal. We went out and did another track meet and won like we were supposed to do.
Absolutely, I think for me it hit maybe 2 days later.
Okay, tell me why? Why 2 days later?
I don't even know. I was just resting, and I was just like, you know what? I really was a part of something special.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. we really went ahead and did that. And I'm like, okay, now it's my senior year coming up. We got colleges. What are we going to do?
Right.
So now I'm thinking, you know, about that. And
right.
I really, it didn't settle in until maybe next season. And we're like, oh, the state champs. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you know what? We are state champs.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We did do that.
So after this, summer of 2004 goes by, senior year, you're just having a normal senior year. And then as you all begin to ramp it back up, spring of 2005, winter of 2005, now it's starting to say like, hey, look, we're state champs, right? So who is in that senior group with you? You and AZ are, I think, the same year?
Me and AZ, and then Yasmin.
Okay.
At the time, her last name was Wallace, but she did the hurdles and she did high jump as well.
Okay. Yeah. So now, are you all then now starting to express and say to sort of that younger group that's coming in, hey, look, this is the standard. This is where we at. Or does that, is it still, is anything hidden?
You know what?
At any point, is there any recognition of having a good back-to-back type of energy? At any point, does this
For
even come
me,
up?
No, because I was always just still trying to be humble.
Okay.
And I remember Brittany Sims.
Was that a consciousness when you say that? Or
yes.
Are you just a humble person? I mean, I don't know. I'm asking.
No, a little bit of both.
Oh, okay.
But
right.
I never will brag about myself.
Okay.
I will never like talk about it. Like if someone asks, yeah, you know, we can talk about it, but
right.
I'm never the one that was just always out and forward with it. Like,
right.
I would just be like, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That was me.
Yeah.
But Brittany Sims, she was a freshman, and I just remember she was just like, oh, my gosh, I just look up to you so much.
Mm.
And for me, that was enough. I was just like, cool. Like, you know what I mean? I got my little sis here. I can help her out. You know, I can show her, you know, how we do our thing here.
Right.
But it was never like any competition with each other. And I think that was another thing with us too. Like we always supported everyone in whatever event we were doing.
Okay.
Excuse me. If it was someone doing high jump, someone doing long jump, we're all there rooting for each other.
Certainly.
And I think that's what helped us bond so much because no one was competing. No one was jealous. Everyone was like, we win. One wins, we all win.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's a win for Eastmore.
Yeah.
So I think that was a key to our success, and that helped us just stay humble and keep winning.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Okay.
It was never any drama, never any static. Nothing.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So that speaks a lot then to the culture of the team.
Mm-hmm.
Those are nice. And I'll even say on the air, you know, kudos to Coach Felucci as well, because that is not easy to create in sports, professional on down. It's not easy to create a culture where teammates are genuinely maybe rooting for each other or genuinely want to see, you know, each of them succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a lot of teams, you know, that envy of, you know, maybe somebody who performs a little bit better, that starts to seep through.
Yeah.
And then the energy can be thrown off. And it's difficult for any team to have team success.
Right.
When there's not internal success.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If internally we can't root for each other's accomplishments and then be there to help pick each other up on each other's downfalls, then it's hard for us to collectively go out. You know, and I see it in the basketball world all the time. time. I share this with basketball coaches because it only takes, you know, in track, you participate separately in different events. But in basketball, in my opinion, you can see it right away. Like if a player is a cancer on a team, it just jumps out. Like you go to a game, you're like, oh, nobody can play with that kid right there. You know what I mean? Or like they're horrible for the team, regardless of his man. It just had 50. Yeah. I don't care how many points she had. Like you can see the energy right amongst the rest of the team. You have 50 in the team loss per se, right? But but sticking with it, so senior year, you all then go into it. You got some new runners coming in. Is there somebody that you remember that's like, ooh, they gonna get it? Wow, you know what I mean? Like are there? And I don't want you to call anybody out, but just is there somebody that kind of like you remember in your mind that you like, okay, yeah, this is the next wave of Warriors right here. Or maybe several people, maybe not one individual person, maybe several people.
Brittany Sims.
Okay,
she was really she did really well in the 100. I call her Kimmy. You guys know her as Kamara. She was good in the 400. Lashana Thomas. Okay. She did high jump.
Okay.
And Sam, she was throwing. She was doing her hammer throwing.
So you remember like, okay, the Warriors are still in good hands.
Good.
So then let's get into this senior year. Senior year, here you all are. And when does it hit in senior year, though, that we can do this again? Does that hit someplace? And let
probably
me share this.
Meet.
Well, let me share this. I was around in 2004 and 5. So if you all didn't know, then kudos to everybody at Eastmore who sheltered you all around a bubble.
Yeah.
Because I knew, and I wasn't at Eastmore at the time. I was with Columbus City, but I mean, like I'm saying, I say what I knew is that there was a buzz that hey, Eastmore could do it again because you all had so many different talented. Participants at different events.
Yeah.
Right? Because in some schools, you know, like I've looked up in some schools and it's like, hey, you got three kids that all can do the one and the two.
Mm-hmm.
Like, coach, you need to shift one of these in to becoming your 400 runner, right? And and some people just can't transition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think people think in track and field that if you can run this event, you can run that event.
Yeah,
that's not how it works, people.
No, it's not.
It's not how it works. And I think, and you got to be pretty tough. For me, I've said this, but you got to be pretty tough to run the 400.
Yeah,
I don't know who thought that would be a good idea to sprint around the track one time.
But talk that about is a full sprint.
Yeah,
sprint.
That's what I'm saying. Like that is a challenging event to run in, right? And so I share that. Like I get it.
Yeah,
you know. And there's a difference. I share a quick little story. My niece ran in track in high school. This is going back, cause she's an adult now also, and she used to always say to me, "Oh, I could dust you off." I'm like, "You can't beat me. Like you're a child. You know what I mean?" So she said, "Well, we'll run the 200. I'll start at the 2, and I'm gonna give you a head start. Let you start at about 150 on the midway point of the curve."
Okay.
Right. I'm thinking to myself, first off, I don't need no head start. So if you let me start at the midway, if you start me to start on the curve, by the time I get around on the straightaway, you have been dusted off out here.
Okay. We're gonna see.
That's the same thing she said. We're gonna see. We start off. I'm coming around the curve, and next thing I know, here she come flying past me, thinking to myself, oh, wow, right? But unfortunately, my hamstring had tightened up on me. I didn't properly stretch.
The hamstring or the quad?
The hamstring.
Oh, okay.
The leg tightened up on me.
Okay.
And so then as we came around the straightaway, at about 90, I could have won.
About 90?
At about 90 meters left. Uh-huh. I had to stop, and then I think she might have won what occurred that day, right? So I get it. You all had a lot of talented people in different events.
Yes.
I share that to say, so at Cities 2005, is that when you said, as a senior, hey, look, we got our eyes set on state again?
Absolutely. I just won the 200. We had just took care of business in the relays.
At Cities. Okay.
So I was just like, you know what, that's
and people don't understand
points.
Columbus City League, like our track, we got so many talented, and it goes up and down. But on any given day, you could be running against a top 10 state runner just in the city meet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I remember when I was coming in, I think my freshman year, I think her name was Samiko.
Okay.
She ran for independence. That was okay. That was going to be my competition.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think she was a few years older than me, though. But by the time I was a senior, I looked around. I was like,
that's all the time we have today on WCBE 90.5 FM. To hear the full show, you can find the City League Sports Podcast on Spotify, Apple, or whatever platform you prefer to listen to your favorite podcast. You can also follow us on Instagram at City League Sports 614. Until next time, I'm Dr. Vince Clarno, and thanks for listening.
Stay up to date on your favorite WCBE podcasts with the WCBE app, available now to download for free on iOS and Android.